Well, there you have it. The good news is you know more about real estate investing than I did when I first started. The bad news is you know more about real estate investing than I did when I first started. I really didn't know much when I first started investing in real estate. For me, I just bumbled and stumbled along. The only reason I did it was my rich dad very simply said to me, he says, if you want to get rich, you have to own real estate. And that's about all he told me. He guided me when I got into trouble and things like this. But for the most part, I had to learn most of it on my own. Nonetheless, my rich dad started with a very sound foundation, and that was playing Monopoly with me hour after hour after hour, saying to me, the formula for great wealth is found on this game board, and the formula is four greenhouses, red hotel. My poor dad, on the other hand, told me I was wasting my time. Put that silly game of Monopoly away. Go to school, study hard, so I can find a nice, safe, secure job. To my poor dad, job security was everything. As most of us know today, job security is kind of a myth, and these 401ks with mutual funds and other types of paper assets. If you've watched the paper, the trouble with stock markets is they go up and they go down, they go sideways. It's really hard to control your assets in the stock market. So the great thing I found out, even though I stumbled and bumbled and didn't know much about the process of investing in real estate, I did eventually find the security my poor dad wanted me to find. I found so much security that I also found freedom. I don't have to have a job. And I also found protection, as you heard from Garrett and Diane. My poor dad was wide open to lawsuit, especially today when so many people are looking to sue somebody else to solve their financial problems. So learning the process of real estate, stumbling and bumbling along, I did find security, freedom, and protection. But most importantly, I found stability, a financial stability, because every month that cash flow, that check, comes in through the mail. And if every year I'm buying two, three, or four more properties, that cash flow increases every year. Not only is my cash flow increasing, is my knowledge and my experience is increasing, which adds to my return on investments. So, although stumbling and bumbling along, I also found a great team. As you can tell by my team of people, these are not only my advisors, they're some of my very best friends. And these friends are the people I call on a regular basis, and they help me get richer and richer. So I have a great team, which means I don't have to be that smart because I am surrounded by very smart people. Another thing I've learned along the way is how to find money. I hear many people say, well, how can I invest? I don't have money. Well, rarely have I had the money to invest anyway. But the one thing beautiful about real estate is my banker will lend me as much money as I want, and the government gives me tax advantages that most other investments don't have. So when I hear somebody say, I don't have enough money, well, real estate gives you the opportunity to learn how to find money. As Peter Homnick said, there is a mortgage for every piece of real estate out there. There really isn't a mortgage for every investor out there. So the thing is, once you find the procedure, once you master the procedure of raising money, putting a deal together, it gets easier and easier to raise more capital. But then you have to invest the time and the experience for the banks or the lending institutions to trust you. So along the way, I've learned to find money, and that has allowed me unlimited access to great wealth. The fourth part about it is fear. You know, when people say, well, I'm so afraid. Well, you should be afraid, because investing in real estate is, in my opinion, a lot harder than just saving money. It takes no intelligence to save money. And it's a lot harder than simply buying mutual funds or stocks. If you're going to be good at real estate, it requires multiple skills. So you should have that fear. I'm always afraid. My knees are knocking every deal I do because there are so many variables when it comes to a piece of real estate. But if you follow these six steps, the fear will be overcome. It'll still be there, but your confidence will also increase. So fear is good if it makes you more cautious, more aware, and continuing to focus on step one, which is to continue to learn to be a better investor. Another great thing about real estate is that it's slow moving. It's not like the stock market where it's going up and down, up and down, up and down. A real estate trend, as Dolph says, goes slowly. It gives you time to evaluate, time to learn, time to make mistakes, and time to correct. Another great thing about real estate is this: my wealth goes up. I generally do not like to sell my property. I'd like to buy it, then go look for another one. If the property I've bought previously goes up in value, the bank will lend me money to borrow the equity out so I don't have to sell it. I don't have to shoot the thing to get my money out of it. I don't have to kill the investment, which you often have to do with a stock. You have to sell your stock to get most of your money out again. I don't have to do that with real estate. So my wealth increases. So this year I'll buy 4 pieces of property. Next year I might buy 2 pieces of property. But that's 2 more than I had the year before. So real estate allows me to slowly but surely and safely increase my wealth. The next thing I've learned are good habits. By having good advisors who keep me on the straight and narrow, I've learned good financial habits, good accurate bookkeeping, accurate financial statements, learning how to talk to my banker. I've learned the habits that make people rich. Another thing I've learned is I don't feel good unless I'm investing today. If my wealth isn't increasing each year, I feel terrible. The ironic thing about it is the more I invest, the more free time I have. And the more free time I have, the more time I have to invest, and the more time I have to look for money. So the beautiful thing about real estate, as I said, it starts with a game of Monopoly. It's a very simple formula, 4 greenhouses, red hotel. But it's not about the 4 greenhouses or the red hotel. It's about the education you gain, the friends along the way, but most importantly, it's the free time. Real estate buys me time. I don't have a job because I don't need a job. And the richer I get, the more free time I have. And the more free time I have, the more I invest, so the richer I become. So the most beautiful thing about real estate is it buys me time. And the older I get, the more valuable free time is to me. It's okay to stumble and bumble because that's how we all learn. A baby learns by falling down, standing up, falling down, and standing up. In my opinion, you've got a far better education than 90% of the people out there who invest in real estate. So I wish you all the best of luck. Keep going. And always remember step 1, keep learning.
This has been a Cashflow Technologies and Time Life audio presentation of Rich Dad's Roads to Riches. 6 steps to becoming a successful real estate investor. Executive producer, Denise Durson. Produced and directed by Arthur G. Insana. Recorded at Lamb Chop Studios, Phoenix, Arizona. Edited, mixed, and mastered by John Kovarik, Los Angeles, California. Copyright 2002, Cashflow Technologies, Incorporated. This audio program is intended for informational purposes only. However, it is sold with the understanding that the author and publisher are not engaged in rendering legal, financial, or other professional advice. Laws and practices often vary from state to state, and if legal or other expert assistance is required, the services of a professional should be sought. The author and publisher specifically disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use or application of the contents of this audio program.